You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to Christina Hillock from the Department of Conservation regarding a Hector's dolphin which was recently seen around the North Island. And Department of Conservation's new Hector dolphin sighting reporting method. I started by asking her to fill our listeners in on the Hector's dolphins.
Hector's dolphins are an endemic dolphin to New Zealand, so they're not found anywhere else. There are two subspecies. One is the South Island Hector's dolphin, and the other is the Maui dolphin, which is found off the west coast of the North Island. Hector's dolphins are mostly found around the South Island. There are around 15,700 of the dolphins, and there are some larger populations around Banks Peninsula, for example, in Timaru, and off the west coast of the South Island. And there are some smaller populations, like off the north coast of the South Island and the south coast of the South Island. They're only little. They're only about 1.5 metres long. And they look quite different to other dolphins that we have here, in that they're with a black body and a grey underside, and their little rounded fin, which looks a little bit like a Mickey Mouse ear.
Recently one was found up in Northland. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was kind of exciting. I've just said that Hector's dolphins are found around the South Island, occasionally we get some roaming up through the North Island. More exciting is to see them on the east coast of the North Island. Every year we get one or two sightings, sometimes as far as Hotwater Beach in the Coromandel. But this one was first sighted at Mahurangi Harbour in Auckland, and then a couple of days later in Whangarei, and then further north into Northland. We don't know much about this dolphin. We think it's a single dolphin. No one's ever seen more than one there, and we think it's the same dolphin moving north, but it's probably the first confirmed sighting that's been reported to us in about 100 years.
That's amazing. What a little adventurer.
I know, right?
So how rare are the populations of Hectors and Maui dolphins?
Well, they are rare, but there are around 15,500 Hectors dolphins around the South Island, which is doing okay. But the Maui dolphin, there are only around 54 dolphins over the age of 1 year old. And they're only found off the west coast of the North Island, so they are critically endangered, and they are a very high conservation priority for the DOC.
So what are the greatest threats to the dolphins up north?
Well, traditionally it's been net fishing, so set netting and trawling, but in recent years we've increased management measures that deal with the fishing threat to the dolphins, so it's not quite such a big threat anymore because we've eliminated fishing from a lot of their habitat. But then the next biggest threat probably is the disease toxoplasmosis. It's a parasitic disease spread by cats, of all things, and it's a parasite that's shed by cats in their feces, and then it makes its way into freshwater runoff and then out into coastal waters where it can be picked up by the dolphin. Other threats include infectious diseases, seabed mining, seismic surveying, tourism, other vessel interactions, oil spills, pollution, sediment runoff, coastal development, and, of course, climate change is likely going to have an effect as well.
DOC recently has a little campaign running that says if you see a rounded fin, call it in. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so one of the important things that we rely on people telling us is when they see the dolphins, because it helps us determine where the dolphins are, and that goes towards informing management decisions that we make. So we've been running campaigns, and we encourage people that if they see a Maui or a Hector's dolphin, no matter where it is, if they could call it into DOC on our 0800 DOC hotline. We also have an online sightings form, and we will soon be releasing, or there will soon be a new app available to report the dolphins. What we would love is if people could also get a photo of the sighting as well and send that in to us. That would be just perfect. It's a little bit morbid, but if you do see a dead dolphin on the shore, it's equally important to let us know as soon as possible, because we'd like to get that dolphin examined, and there's so much information we can get from that as well. So although it's sad, it's really important to let us know if you find one.
That was Christina from DOC talking to me about a Hector dolphin sighting and a new dolphin reporting methods.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.